Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Checking in with OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson today, looking at the 2024 harvest prices. Anderson said right now wheat producers can forward contract for $6.25.
Well, if you look at the wheat harvest, it's around 69 million bushels, almost the same as it was last year. And if you look at prices, they've been as high as $8.50. We got that in late July, and they finished, the harvest months, June, July, and August, down right at $6. Now, the average June, July, and August price was $7.45. So that gave you a $2.50 range from $6 to $8.50. Now, if you look at September to October, we've averaged about $6.62 in the Pond Creek area for September. Prices now are down, almost hit that $6, and they're up to around $6.25
right now. To hear more
right
from now. Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show, SunUp, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, August exports of U.S. pork were steady year over year, led by another tremendous performance in Mexico. That's according to the data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Beef exports were well below the large totals posted in August of 22, but showed some improvement over July results. August pork exports totaled 226,519 metric tons, pretty steady with last year, while export value fell 1.5% to $649.5 million. Through the first 8 months of 23, pork exports were about 11% above last year's pace at $1.91 million, valued at $5.32 billion, which is up around 9%. I cannot say enough about Mexico's remarkable demand for U.S. pork and the critical revenue these exports drive for the U.S. industry. That coming from USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom. But the story of this year's export growth extends well beyond Mexico, as demand is climbing in other Western Hemisphere destinations, and the U.S. industry is also achieving gains in several Asia-Pacific markets. August beef exports totaled 109,000 metric tons, down 19% last year, when export volume was the second highest on record, but also a 6% increase over July. Export value was at $883.9 million, down 15% year over year, but 9% above July. For January through August, beef exports trailed last year's record pace by 12% in volume and 19% in value. Beef exports certainly face significant headwinds, especially in our large Asian markets where food service has been slow to recover and consumer confidence is low due to the impact of rising prices and the strong U.S. dollar, Hallstrom explained. But exports to South Korea and Japan did bounce back to some degree after a difficult July. Mexico continues to be a major bright spot for U.S. beef, and exports to other Western Hemisphere partners in Central and South America and the Dominican Republic also gained some momentum in August. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.